Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. There is something unique about today, which I will want you to take note of, key into it, and then leave this place today thoroughly delivered. One thing is sure, when a statement is coming from one or two mouths, the word has been established. I didn't see glory voices. Yesterday I was discussing with mommy what God gave me as a topic. And the topic is simply, God is God. God is God. Tell somebody next to you, God is God. God has the final say in everything in your life because He is God. And we are going to take this song, after which we will open up for God. Because whatever God is going to do today, you are the referee. But for God, He remains God. You be God, you know be man. brethren, as you come to understand, I don't know whether you follow that testimony. You run series of tests. They all came out negative. They said, oh, go and see neurosurgeon. He said, go and do MRI. If you have not been there, you will not know what he was saying. I didn't enter that machine, but I was there. 2 times, my wife passed through it. And you come out, they said, negative. What you are left with is God. God wants to prove that he is God. In your situation, this money, God wants to prove that he is what? God. It doesn't matter for how long. It doesn't matter how complicated it has been. It doesn't matter what they have given as verdict. The Bible says, who say a thing and it come to pass, when God does not command it. The final word that settles your life and my life is the word of God. And that word of God is God himself. So when we say God is God, it means that God is unchanging. He's unfailing. According to Malachi chapter 3 verse 6a. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6a. He said, for I am the Lord. I do not change. Circumstance doesn't change God. Ways of men doesn't change God. What you think about another man cannot change what God has written about him. There is a name I cherish so much in our local language. He said, Ifechukwude, what God has written. It's not dependent on how you feel. It's not dependent on what you say. It's not dependent on what you want. It's just dependent on what God has said. What God said it will be, will be. So when we say that God is God, it means that he cannot fail. He cannot change. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. He says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He cannot change. In Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and he will not do it? Has there been any time God promised and he didn't have what it takes to bring it to pass? Our sister went to US. If Koro had caught him here, we would have forgotten Malik by now. But because God didn't give her up to death, he went there, had head surgery 5 solid times, going into the theater, coming out, they are opening this brain, this head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he came up alive. Stand up, my sister, and shout hallelujah. She is alive today because God is God. When we entered this month, 2 days ago, I couldn't hold my joy. I couldn't hold myself. I look at the bed. I look at my wife. I look at the things that the devil brought this time last year. And he woke up. He was jumping. He was singing. He was rolling. I said, God, because you are God, God will visit you this morning. Yesterday, when we went out, Omoleyin, who saw her in May, when we came, we went to mommy's house to go and meet her to pray for us. He said, is it you? In fact, the thing started about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago when we went to Fountain of Grace. He said, is it you? He said, turn. Yesterday, he said, jump, let me know that it's you. He jumped, she jumped and jumped. You will jump over the devil today in the name of Jesus. Who say God is not God? Who is that person? Where is he coming from? What does he have? My God is the supreme in authority. Once he speaks, it's settled. And that is what is going to happen to you today. And that is why God has gone ahead to promise you that this year, this month is a month of deliverance. And it will not stop only in this month, all through the year. And again, I want us to know that this same word we are saying also means that God is unfailing, is sure, is reliable, is trustworthy. And today, before we will continue the real business, because nobody will go and sew expensive clothes and put it on a dirty body. You will first wash that body. So as to do what? To accommodate and give honor to that dress. So what we are going to do, God is going to give you and me opportunity to prove him today that he is God. Can they show us Job chapter 19, verse 23 to 25? Job chapter 19, because I want everybody to read it. Job chapter 19, verses 23 to 25. He said, "Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. That they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever. Oh, I know that my Redeemer the world, he lives, and he shall stand at the last, he shall stand at last on the earth." My Redeemer lives. His word has been written such that nothing can change it. Nobody can alter the word of God. What God has said, he has said. What God has written, he has written. If Pontius Pilate can face the Jews and said, "What I have written," then what do you think God will do? God will say, "Because your problem is too much, let me just edit it." God doesn't edit his word. He remains as it is. And the same way, I want us to humbly come this morning. Because the Bible says, Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 21, he said, "But the Lord God is with me as what? As a mighty, terrible one. As a mighty, awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting what? Confusion will never be forgotten." God wants to confuse your enemy. God wants to ride upon your enemies. God wants to take your leg and put on the neck of your enemies. So when we say it's unfailing, the same way he's faithful and true to his word. So we should also believe that whatever he says in his word will surely come to pass. Do we believe? And that is where we are going to first settle this cause before we move on. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 28 said, "The soul that sinneth, he shall do what? He shall die." In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, he said, "The wages of sin is what? Is death." Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, he said, "He that covereth his sin shall not do what? Shall not prosper." And John chapter 3, verse 3b, he said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Brethren, if we must go home telling the devil, if you have any adulterated relationship with God, we settle it now. Or you have not known him before, please, let's make ourselves available. God is willing to do anything that he has decided to do in your life and in my life today. But let there be no hindrance. Because Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8 says, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." So in his faithfulness, his word, he will not break. But he is willing to show mercy this morning. So if we are here, no matter the level of our sin, no matter our sour relationship with God, sometimes it may not be our fault. Circumstances have made some people to distance themselves. They thought they could help themselves. And the devil said, can't you find a solution to your problem? Give yourself time. Some will say, give me time. I want to sort out myself. It's the language of the devil. Nobody can sort himself out. If we have situations like that, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. And you are here, you have not known him. You want to know him. Please, let's settle that because God is here. God cannot, because of you and me, to change his status. No. God remains God. His word remains as it is. He said, he that covers his sin will not prosper. But if we come this morning to confess and come to him, he said, we will obtain mercy. And that is what I will want to call out this morning. God is ready this morning to cleanse us from every filthiness and make us pure. He's calling you and me to come and partake of this eternal life in Christ Jesus. To have our life turned around. So that he will sit upon the neck of that trouble that have been troubling you. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 through to 20 said, come. Isaiah chapter 1, 18 through to 20. He said, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You will eat the promises of God, even today in the name of Jesus. But there is a proviso. He said, if you refuse and rebel, what does it mean to rebel? God is saying, you are not okay with me. You say, I'm okay, Jare, go and sit down. I know what I'm doing. God said, no, you are not okay. If you insist, he will leave you. The Spirit of God cannot strive with man for long. But remember that you are coming back to meet him. So he said, if you refuse and then rebel, say you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth, that's what feared me. Say, for the mouth of the Lord, that Lord is capital L-O-R-D, has spoken. Please, I want to appeal to you before we progress, because there is something more this morning that God wants to do in our midst. If you are here, you have not known the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, please, I will want you to just come. Let's settle it. So that the Spirit of God, we have reason to move and do whatever he wants to do in your life. Or for one reason or the other, you know your relationship with God has not been so cordial. You want to strengthen it. Come out this morning. God wants to do something. Remember, he said this is a year of deliverance. This month is the month of deliverance. And it's a year of deliverance. And God hearken to the voice of the saints much more. I want us to just reconsider that. Wherever you are, whether you are in ADS, or you are in children's section, or in the main hall here, let's settle that. This morning, he wants to be God Almighty in your situation. But he wants you to first of all reconcile with him. That is what God is willing. Please, don't allow anything to hold you back before we continue this message. God wants this thing to be settled. God will not want to have any hindrance in working out his plan and purpose for your life. Let me tell you, the word of God is true. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is mightier than the sword that you used to fight. Of course, the Bible describes it as two-edged sword. I remember on March 29, 2021, in the midnight, when God gave that word, He said, by this you will know that I am living among you. Without fail, I will drive away all the Canaanites, all the Hittites, all the Jebusites, all the Hivites, all the Girgashites in this body. They are strangers. I will send them away. When you compare that word with this real situation on ground, they look contradictory. But the word of God is true. As we began to confess on this word, as we began to deal on this word, gradually, it's not as if everything just happened immediately. It was even at that moment as if we were going from worse to worse, from bad to worse. But we kept confessing it and standing by it. The day I was moving out from the hospital, it was just an unreasonable man, physically speaking, that will do what I did that day. But that was what God said. Say, move her out here now. Ali, my sister, is there. He saw everything. God cannot change because of you. Please, I will not waste our time. If you don't want to reconcile with Him, just come. If you don't want to dedicate your life to Christ, just come before we continue. So that nobody will be blamed by the time God will want to do what He wants to do. Because we want to pray now for you if you are there. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus now. He will hear you and save you. Come to Jesus now. Come to Jesus. Rededicate your life, come to this side. This thing is very, very important. God said, I'm not a man that I should lie, that I'm the son of man that I will repent. Whatever I say I will do, I must surely do it. So if you know you want to rededicate your life, come to this side. If you want to give your life to Christ, come to this side. God is about to do something. I give just 1 minute. I know. Yes, oh, holy and true, great are you, Lord. Oh, so holy, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are worthy. Pastor, please come and pray for them that they will obtain mercy.
Shall we all stretch our hands towards this, brethren? The Lord is merciful. The Lord is compassionate. They have taken the step of faith, both those that are coming to the Lord newly and those that are rededicating their lives. Let us thank the Lord for bringing conviction upon their hearts. The Holy Spirit has done a work and is doing a work in their lives. Let's thank the Lord that these souls are precious in His sight, and He has delivered them from the clutches of the wicked. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Let's thank the Lord for the grace and boldness that they have exhibited in taking the step of faith to step out to say, I am now for Jesus. I go out to meet Jesus, the lover of my soul. Lord, those of you listening down, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. It's your life. It's about your life. Those of you rededicating your life, talk to the Lord. It's about your life. Concentrate. Concentrate on Jesus. Concentrate on Him. You have come to meet Jesus. Rededicate your life to Him. Tell Him, Jesus, I've come to you. You saved me. I've gone astray. Now I'm come back by your grace. Please don't let me go astray anymore. Let your blood cleanse me, wash me in and out, that from today I'll be genuinely saved. My testimony from this moment onward will declare you as Lord and Savior over my life. King of glory, tell Jesus, I give my life over to you. Be the Lord of my life. Be the Savior of my life. Be all in all to me. From today, let my life be a picture of you for the world to see, to read, and to know that I'm now your child, that I'm now born again, that my life has become new. For your word has said, if anyone be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oh, my. So let it be, oh God, over these ones. Lord Jesus, you said there is great joy in heaven over one soul. Over one soul that turns to you. Thank you for here. There are more than one. Father, let there be great joy in heaven over these ones in the name of Jesus. Lord Jehovah, King of glory, we exercise the authority that you have given to your church over these our brethren, and we declare them saved in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no authority over them anymore. Take your hands off them. Their names are obliterated, cleansed, and cleared away from your book, Satan. Their names are now written in the book of life, the book of Jesus. You demonic forces, you satanic agents that have been lording over them, causing them to sin, we rebuke you. We say, take off your hands from these ones. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we hand them over to you. Possess them. Speak to their hearts. Cleanse them in and out. Their sins that are many, let them be wiped off now. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from every unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you write their name in your book of life. We pray that they will not go back to their old vomit. They will not go back to sin. Rather, Holy Spirit, captivate their hearts. Draw them to yourself. May their passion be towards you. May the world not take them away again. In the name of Jesus, we make a separation between you and sin today. By the blood of the Lamb, by the precious blood of Jesus, that you are saved. You are delivered from the power of sin, from the power of the wicked one, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we hand you over to Jesus. Jesus, receive her. Jesus, receive this your daughter. In the name of Jesus, receive him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are received into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, behold these ones who once knew you, went astray, but now they have come back like the prodigal son. May they never go astray anymore. In the name of Jesus, welcome home. Welcome home in the name of Jesus. Welcome home in the name of Jesus. You are received back into the kingdom. You shall walk with the master from this moment onward. The hand of the Lord be upon you. The glory of the Lord rest upon you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you may be young. You may not fully understand the implications of what you have done. But today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. In the name of Jesus, we place you in the mighty hand of the living God. The enemy shall not do you any harm anymore, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for you will keep these ones. Your word has promised that whatsoever is committed into your hands, you are able to keep to the uttermost. Father, please keep these ones. Keep them as they are growing physically. So may they grow spiritually and become formidable instruments in your hands in their generation to bring many more sons to the kingdom, to the glory and praise of your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please come this way. Come this way. Follow our mommy there. God bless you.
Praise the Lord! Let's ride on. 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 5. 5b, precisely, said, our God is greater than all gods. And Job chapter 33, verse 12, say, God is greater than man. And that is Job chapter 33, verse 12, 12b also, say, God is greater than man. And Psalm 47, 7 and 8, Psalms 47, 7 and 8, he said, God is the king of all the earth. He reigns over the hidden. And seated upon the throne of his holiness. He's the king of all the earth. It doesn't matter what comes and goes. God remains God. His word remains settled. Remember he says in his Psalm 119 verse 89. Say forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And that is why in verse 105, he said, that same word is what will show you the pathway to go. What will direct you, even where you are, not to make mistakes. So the Bible says, God is all-sufficient God. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 5a. That God is all-sufficient God. He has all it takes to exist without any assistance. I'm saying this for you to know the efficacy of what he said, that I am God. God is God. He is faithful and ever sure. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9a. And of course, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, he said, he who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. And that same Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5b, he said, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He doesn't, you see, circumstance and situation doesn't change God. It is only us that change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So it's never late. He comes at the right time. And this is the time God is saying, I want to show myself as God in your situation. There is time for everything. There is time for God's visitation. According to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11, there is time, and that is the right time. This is the right time. Though his promises tarries, but will it delay forever? No, it will surely come. And that is what Habakkuk said. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. But one thing is very sure about God. He's unknowing, unseen. He's unknowing and he's unseen. There is nothing God does not know about you and me. There is nothing God does not see concerning you and me. If you like, hide under the earth. God sees you. Before we were formed, did he not say to Jeremiah, say, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I have declared what you will be. Everything about you has been recorded. I have it. So if God is saying, I am God, in your situation, be sure. We're discussing about a family yesterday. And we just zero in that when God wants to prove to a man of God that I am God in your situation, he will allow every other alternative to fail so that he will show himself strong. Because in alternative, you have hands of men in it. If you take alternative to the word of God, man's assistance comes in. And if you get it through that way, you become slaves to those who have assisted you. But if through you are a servant of God, you serve God in honesty, he will remove the hands of God. He will call the hands of men. He will call those alternatives. He will cause them to fail woefully. That is why when men fail you, don't be angry. Don't be angry. God wants to show himself as God. So by the time God will surface, only him alone will take the glory. So it's never late. He comes at the right time. And that is why he said, even though it seems as if it tarries, it will surely come. Because he's unknowing God and unseeing God. He knows and sees everything. He is the creator that was not created by any. Who created God? How did God exist? That is where I stand and said I know whom I believe. Because nobody created him. So nobody can harass my God. Haven't you seen some men say, if you help this man, I will leave you alone. I won't help you again. You say, instead of me losing this help, well, am I alone here? Just be going. But God doesn't need any help. So the devil cannot harass my God. He cannot harass your God. This God we are talking about knows all the when and how of our lives. He knows everything. Today is April 12th. 2022, the fourth month of the year and the beginning of the second quarter. And many hearts are quaking and asking a lot of unanswered questions. Some are asking, where is God? Some are saying, is God still there? Some are saying, where is his promises? Is he not able to do what he says he will do? Some are even saying, did he really speak to me? Or did I believe empty words? 3 months have gone. But God is saying to you this morning, I am God. believe it or not, I am God. I will do what I say I will do. When God does not give you up to death, you can't die. About 40, almost 50 years now, from 72 to now, 50 years now, I would have been a dead man. The doctor told my uncle, take him home. He has just 3 hours to live. And that 3 hours, today, this month, I am 65 years old. This month. If you remove 15 from 65, how many? Which means I would have died at that time. But God said no. God is saying no to whatever the devil is bringing your way, because he is God. He is God. So it's not a matter of, is he able to do what he says he will do? No. Or begin to doubt whether you hear God. But I tell you this morning that he is, and he will show up on your behalf. Our God is everlasting. All those things that are resisting and fighting you are mere Egyptians, and before you they will fall. It doesn't matter. So what we are going to do this morning is to place our problem and God side by side and see who is greater. Let's see who is more powerful. At the name of Jesus, according to Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 to 11, he said, at the name of Jesus, every situation must bow. And they must confess that what? Who is who? Jesus is Lord over your life. There is no negotiation about that. The Bible says that God is unchanging. It's true. As he was in the beginning, so he is now. All situations have a beginning and must have an end. But our God is permanent. It's only God that cannot change. Every situation you pass through in life has a beginning, and it will also have an end. Why? Because the God who is permanent is there to take that problem from the beginning and follow it up and put an end to it. So it doesn't matter. There might be somebody that will be saying this morning, for how long? God said, now is the time. Now is the time. So your situation or problems are all subject to change, but not so with God. Job chapter 11 verse 14b, he said, all the days of my heart service I will wait till I see my change comes. I will wait until I see God doing something, because I know this God is able, and of a truth is able. So when we come to a situation where we cannot do anything, we have to come to that understanding that what came cannot cancel out what has been written from the beginning. Abi, something that comes, Bajawri, he will now finish what has been established and confirmed as the truth. Abi, no. No. As he came, he will also go. Because what settles it has already been there. Who says a thing and it comes to pass? When God did not order it, nobody else. Nobody has that power. So somebody today may be saying, let me just attend the miracle service of today. But I tell you not to quit. This is a wrong time to quit. Has the devil been telling you to stay where you are because you cannot go further anymore? This morning the Lord is saying don't, because he is going to visit somebody. And may you be that somebody. May I be that somebody. Can you just show us Job chapter 14, verses 7 to 9? It's a familiar scripture, Job chapter 14. We'll read 7 to 9. But we are coming gradually to where we will begin to walk. It says, for there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again. And that its tender shoot will not cease. Verse 8. It says, though its root may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the ground. He said, at the scent of time, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. I don't know those who visit my compound during dry season. There's an open space. During dry season, you see sand filled everywhere. It doesn't look as if grass can grow on that ground. But if you have time, just visit and see. The place has been filled up with grass just because of this little rain that I've just fell. That is what the word of God. Your life may look as if, nothing is going with all this I'm passing through, with this, all these experiences. I will carry my application to the place. Once it is my turn, they will say no more vacancy. I will go for an interview. Once it's my turn, they say we are no more employing. I will go for this. They will say, where will I go from here? God say, wait. He has sent his word today. And this word is like the rain that will come upon the dry ground, upon that rotting tree. But because of the efficacy of that word, that tree, the root, whatever it is inside, will receive power and it will sprout. God. He said, I am God, I am not man. What you think, what you feel, does not change me. So there is nothing that is before us that is above God. And from what we have said, God is God and faithful. The Bible says in that chapter, number chapter 23, verse 19, he said, he has spoken. Will he not make it good? Hey, will he not make it good? Will he not bring it to pass? Oh yes, his words are powerful. And it's sharper than two-edged sword. According to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. He said, when he says a thing, it does not matter how complex, how unchangeable, how unimaginable it may sound, he will surely bring it to come to pass. Abraham was spoken to, and after 25 years, it came to pass. The Shunammite woman was prophesied to by prophet Elisha. And despite her unbelief, it came to pass. God is even believing for you today. If only you will accept that he is God, he will do it. God is not going to answer us this morning because we have great faith, but because he is a compassionate God. He will show us mercy. The reason we must pray this morning is because according to Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 14 through to 15, say we have a high priest who understands our weaknesses. He is in heaven pleading our case. Therefore, let us never stop trusting him. Because he says in Psalm 94 verse 9, he who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? God is in heaven. He will hear you because he has seen those situations. He will address them. That secret cry, the Lord will attend to it. that breaks men down. There are things you cannot discuss with people. The thing that eats up a man so fast, there are things you cannot say it with somebody else. But God sees, and God will attend to those things. Today, you will live here happy. He does not matter for how long his word has stayed, because he is God. He will surely bring it to pass. He is supreme in authority. One who knows the end from the beginning. The one who sits upon the floor of our lives as king. We are going to hold those things. Before we will pray, we will sing a song, but I will show you one scenario. In May, I think the first week in May, then we were all in New Covenant Church. This time, I've been roped into a case, I've been charged to court, and the thing I've stayed for 1 year. The lawyer kept telling me, he said, except God comes in. He didn't see how I will not be convicted. I said, but I do not know anything about this case. But that Sunday, the devil knew that Sunday was going to be the deliverance of my family from that mess. What he simply did was to make sure we don't have money to go to church. And my wife is heavily pregnant. That is why, please, before time, I'm inviting you to my son's wedding. Because God wipe away our tears with that child. You know, he was heavily pregnant. That day we couldn't go to. We don't know how we will go. And suddenly it just occurred to me, I have what will take us from Femi Johnson to Samunda. If only we can travel from Imalefa Lafia to that glass house. You can imagine somebody who is, this thing was in May. He gave birth in June. You will know how pregnant he was. How heavy he was. But I told her, he said, if that is what is occurring to you, let's do. So we were walking and singing. We were walking and singing. That was how we got there. So before we could get to the church, the message was almost being rounded up. But I heard a word from the pioneer pastor. May God bless him. He said, hold this case. Hold this problem. Don't let it go. Because an end has come to it today. I look at my wife. My wife look at me. We went straight on that eye. We knelt down. We held our hands. I said, Lord, this case, I do not know anything about it. And the next hearing is going to be judgment. Arise for my help. And we cried. And we left. We didn't even talk about how we would come back home that day. Because that was the only money we had. Not even offering. Not even to go back. But God shall took us home that day. Do you know that this was on Sunday? The case was on Tuesday. This time I'm talking about, there was no email. There was no GSM. There was the only thing, the fastest means of sending message is telex. And who can write a telex that would be enough to convince court? But do you know that Tuesday morning, what happened that Sunday and that Tuesday morning is still God. When we get there, I will ask him, Daddy, what really happened that period? But as I got to that place, I was already called to the dock. I was there waiting to see what will happen. And the magistrate just drew out a foolscap sheet and he began to read. Halfway, I said, this is me now. The man who committed this offense and ran to UK wrote a confessional statement and sent to the court on my behalf and taking all the responsibility. And that day, I learned that both the mother and the father were arrested. And after the magistrate finished reading, He said, on the strength of this letter, I therefore discharge you and acquitted. Look, I broke down. I couldn't see tears. But one thing I discovered, the police gun went down. The handcuff was removed. And they opened the door. I became free. Today you will be free. So hold those things tight. Whatever it is, God who delivered me that time will deliver you today. Hold that situation tight. God who solved that problem for me will solve your own. Ah, Kusum Tulishi. If I were you, I would stand on my feet, because my Redeemer has come. My deliverance has come.
Oh,
both those who are here and all of us that are standing, please, I want you to begin to identify those issues in your life that has been querying the greatness of God. And I want you to take hold of those issues and begin to declare the lordship of God over them all. Begin to bring them bring them down and subject them to the authority of our God. Begin to identify them and begin to bring them under subjection of the authority of our God. Those things, you know them, that are beginning to query the greatness of God, or to query the strength of God, the power of God in your situation, in your life, begin to bring them down. Begin to bring them down. He said, you begin to declare the lordship of God over them all. God is Lord over every situation. If God can deliver me at that time, what is it that God cannot deliver you of? What is that battle that God cannot fight for you? Where there was no GSM, where there was no email, where there was no means of passing information so quickly. God, how he did it, whether they transport somebody to bring that letter, because that time you just in night, you board in the night in London, you come to Nigeria in the morning. Or you live here in the night, you get to London in the night, in the morning. It's the same thing. Whether they just pay for somebody to bring that letter and take it to the court, I don't know what happened. But in 72 hours, God settled me. God begin to bring those things under the lordship of our Lord. God is above them. God is above them. God is powerful than them. God is stronger than them. Who join themselves together to mock you? God can render them useless. God can render them powerless. God can render them of no consequence. God is God. Identify those things that are challenging the authority of God, that are challenging the greatness of God in your life, that are saying, why must it be? Why should it be? God is going to deal with them as you bring them under the lordship of Jesus. Bring those things under the lordship of Jesus. 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 The mighty and terrible God. The one that is able to deal with the devil and he will hands off. He is the creator of all things, and yet no one created him. He is the only one that can fight this battle. He is the only one. Begin to bring them and subject them to the authority of God. Whatever it is, begin to ask God to arise over every situation, negating the authority and the efficacy of God's word in your life. Tell God, arise over them. Arise over them. Arise over every situation. Over every issue that is negating the authority and the efficacy of God's words in your life. Let God arise. Let the enemies be scattered. Let them that gather themselves to query the authority of God in your life be put to shame. Let them be put to shame. Hey, Shakarabama Senteria. Rekalibomo Senteria. Rekalibama Sendere Bromo Senteria. Arise, O Lord. Let the enemies scattered. Let them that said it shall not be, let them be put to complete shame. But because it must surely come to be. Because it must surely be established. My God is a mighty God. This morning He will give you and me victory. He will give you and me victory. We will not live here without being victorious. He's our God. He's our God. He's our God. He's no one else but our God. Rea Mashandara Baba Sintiri. Arise, O Lord. Let the enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Let the enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Let the enemies be scattered. O Lord. O Lord. Arise. Hallelujah.
Arise, O Lord.
Let the enemies be scattered.
Arise.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap of.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God thinks about you. What will matter this morning is what God is saying about you as a person. Therefore, we will stand up, glory voices. You will lead us very seriously. The first song Pastor Joseph sang, "You be God, Abby. You are not a man, Abby." That's the song. We will sing it because you know why? Singing it is just hold on, sir. Singing it, just hold on, sir. Just hold on, sir. Singing it is me affirming that the words of God I heard, they must come to pass. That's what it means. The words of God that I heard this morning and you heard the way I heard it, that word will come to pass. Therefore, I will exalt God first and the situations will come crumbling. They are coming down. Amen. Can we take that song? Thank you.
You be God, you know, be man, no.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
to thank God because you will thank God because this is the song of the fulfillment of the word of God. Because God has spoken, and if my heart has taken it, then it will come to pass. Hallelujah. You have to accept it. But anybody who doesn't accept it, there's nothing God can do. God cannot help. But if I accept it, and I'm saying it, it will come to pass. Now listen to me. There is a lady who is here. God gave you a promise almost 25 years ago. Almost. When you were a much younger person. And this is what is going on in your mind. I mean, 25 years is a long time. Brethren, you can think of it. 25 years is long. 25 years is long, long time. And what's going on in your mind is, well, God is still God, but I am not very sure. 25 years ago, He spoke this word to me. But I'm not sure any longer whether once He spoke to me. That's what is going on in your mind. And you know where you're sitting. I don't know where you're sitting. It's going on in your mind that I'm not sure. Did God really speak to me? Number two thing that is happening is, well, okay, if God spoke to me, how come that the word delayed for this while? How come? Why? That is the question in your mind. And God was saying to me, He has nothing against you and against the thoughts in your heart. But if only today, you would throw into the trash can your own thoughts, that the words of over 20 years will come to pass. That's what God said. And if it is you, we will sing this song again. You will dance and dance and dance out. And then we will begin to pray. If it is you. Because when God speaks, the word of God will come to pass. You be God, you know, be man, no. just worship God. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. Worship God. Worship Him. Worship God. Worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. You are able, strong and mighty God. Oh, Shente Maparico Santeria. Lord, thank you. Manga Maparico Sushete. Lord, Manga Maparico Ninga Sushete. Thank you, Jesus. Langa ba purikene inga skusa tenderi. Langa ba purikene inga sosha tenderi. Majem trauma purikene inga sa tenderi. Ever faithful, ever sure. You're exalted, you're magnified. Magshento marika skusa tenderi. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please permit me to go the way the Spirit of God is going. God has identified two ladies here. And since I wasn't sure, all I know is God said, but I wasn't sure that somebody whom God spoke to 25 years before, is going to step out. And God said, I have never failed, and I will never fail. The congregation will pray for them. I had to send elder. And I pointed to the two ladies. My heart was going through. I do not know. So I said, go and ask. If elder found out and they say, it's not me, you will not know what is going on inside my heart. So our sister that is in green. What is that, mint? Is that mint? Yes, please come. Our sister that is in white and gold wrapper. Thank you. Can you help me to stand here? Come on. Stand here. Thank you. Come. Says this congregation. Thank you, ma'am. I didn't know it is you ladies. God's word cannot fail. Your tears will not bring to fulfillment the word of God. But God said to say to you, what I have spoken it, and they will come to pass. Yeah. Did you hear me? Church, help us to stretch your hands towards them and talk. Talk to God on their behalf. Bring to fulfillment the words you've spoken. No man spoke it. It is you, God. You're the one that spoke to them. We were not present. We didn't know that. But you are bringing it to the fore so that your name alone will be glorified. Because they are your own. They are daughters of Zion. They belong to you. You gave them your word. Your word cannot fail. Your word is on season. Your word cannot fail. Because you are God. You said you are God. And your good word will come to pass. We didn't ask them what you said, but what you said is true. And because it is true, it will come to pass, Lord. Fulfill, fulfill, fulfill what you have spoken to them, that they might know that God had loved them, that God has not changed concerning them, that God has not changed, God has not changed. God has not changed concerning them. The word of God towards you will come to fulfillment according to how God has spoken to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. That which you have spoken concerning these two daughters of Zion, when no man was there, and no man had you, Lord, that you have given them a word over 20 years back, and time had passed. Time had passed. It looks like it can never come to pass. But you said that today is the beginning of the fulfillment of my word, which you have given to them. They didn't tell anybody. It is only between you and them. And we as a congregation, the scriptures say in Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, if two or three of us shall agree concerning anything we would ask, it will be done for us by our Father who is in heaven in the name of Jesus. That which you have spoken to your daughters and concerning them, we, the congregation, agree that those words come to pass. 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 In the name of Jesus. Because he is God. He is not man. And because he has spoken it, it will come to pass. Depart in peace and see the word make manifest in your life, in your circumstance, according to the fulfillment of the word of God today, which God has given. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this congregation and for all these your sons and daughters kneeling before you, and for those who are standing before you, and for those who are sitting before you. Your word cannot go unfulfilled. When you speak, the word will come alive. And because you have spoken, today you have spoken that which is written, no man can cancel it. We believe it on our behalf. We trust it on our behalf. And we demand a fulfillment of all that you have spoken today. Because you have said it, it would happen. Lord, receive all the praise and all the honor and all the adoration. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. A round of applause for our God. For indeed he is a faithful God. He is no man that will lie, neither is son of man that will suddenly imprint.